O stormy people, unsad and ever untrue, I, indiscreet and changing as a fane, delighting ever in rumble that is new, for like the moon I wax you and wane, I full of clapping, dear enough a Jane. Your doom is force, your constance evil preveth, a full great fool is he that on you leaveth. Thus said'n sad folk in that city, when that the people gazed up and down, for they were glad, right for the novelty, to have a new lady of their town. No more of this make I now mention, but to Griseld again will I me dress, and tell her constancy and busyness. Full busy was Griseld in everything that to the feast was appurtenant. Right not was she abashed of her clothing, though it were rude and some deal eke to rent, but with glad cheer to the gate she went with other folk to greet the marquises, and after that does forth her busyness. With so glad cheer his guest she receiveth, and so cunningly, ever each in his degree, that no default no man aperceiveth. But I, they wonder what she might be, that in so poor array was for to see, and could such honour and such reverence, and worthily they praise in her prudence. In all this meanwhile she nestent this maid and eke her brother to commend with all her heart in full benign intent, so well that no man could her praise amend, but at the last, when that these lords wend to sitten down to meet, he gan to call Griselda as she was busy in his hall. "Griseld," quod he, as it were in his play, "how liketh thee my wife and her beauty?" "Right well," quod she, "my lord, for in good fay, a fairer saw I never none than she. I pray to God give her prosperity, and so hope I that he will to you send pleasance enough unto your life's end. One thing beseech I you, and warn also, that you ne prick with no tormenting this tender maiden, as you have done Mo. For she is fostered in her nourishing more tenderly, and, to my supposing, she could not adversity endure, as could a poor fostered creature." And when this Walter saw her patience, her glad cheer and no malice at all, and he so oft had done to her offence, and she aye sad and constant as a wall, continuing ever her innocence over all, this sturdy marquis gan his heart dress to rue upon her wifely steadfastness. "This is enough, Griselda mine," quod he. "Be now no more aghast nor ill apaid. I have thy faith and thy benignity, as well as ever woman was assayed in great estate and poorly arrayed. Now know I, dear wife, thy steadfastness." And her in arms he took and gan her kiss.